There you are, and here we are again with another Richard Rudin podcast, and this is one of a series, not quite sure how many there will be, of archive recordings that have been recently digitised. They're originally on cassettes or reel-to-reel tapes. And this is a classic one. It's coming from a visit to New York with my friend Keith Brown, which we made in October 1979, the first of our adventures to North America together. I'd been to New York before, about 2.5 years previously, on my own, but I hadn't done any station visits. And being a couple of British anoraks, that we decided we needed to visit a few. We visited the all-new station, WINS, which perhaps come back to another time, which was a real head-turner for me. But this one is from the radio station WORAM, a very famous radio station in New York. These are, in fact, recording of transmission, or ROT, tapes given to us by the station after we visited very kindly. When we asked if they had a recording, they said, oh, have the studio recordings. And we visited there, and just as we were coming into the station, Herb Alpert, the songwriter and singer and one half of A&M Records, he's the A in A&M, was just leaving, having been interviewed. So we said brief hellos to him. And then we're allowed to sit in on the great Gene Klavan show. I'll just read you a little bit from Wikipedia. It says, Eugene Cantor Klavan, May 4th, 1924 to April 8th, 2004, was an American disc jockey, columnist and author. Early years. Klavan was born in Baltimore, Maryland and attended Baltimore City College High School. His radio career began with brief stints at Baltimore's WITH and WCBM, followed by WTOP in Washington, D.C., where he would remain until moving to WNEW, New York, in 1952. Whilst in Washington, D.C., Klavan also hosted, for a short time, a local television show which featured him doing silly things on camera while he played recorded music. Klavan is most known for his time as half of the morning programme Klavan and Finch. This programme ran from 1952 to 1968. Yes, a total of 16 years, on WNEW 1130. Prior to 1952, D. Finch had co-hosted the show with Gene Rayburn. Co-host Finch departed, and Klavan continued solo until 1977. He wrote a biography in 1964, We Die at Dawn, largely focused on the morning show. He followed it up in 1972 with Turn That Damn Thing Off, a book about the news media industry. In 1977, he moved from WNEW to 710 WOR and left radio in 1980. He later became a commentator at WCBS-TV, a host for the American Movie Classics and a columnist for Newsday. Klavan's sons, Andrew Klavan and Lawrence Klavan, are best-selling authors and screenwriters. Well, here is. This is very much a middle-of-the-road station. As always, we hear about, and famous, New York's famous for its wisecracking, fast-talking, clicking, jiving and rapping disc jockeys. But of course, the vast majority of the audience are middle-aged to older and are not into youth culture and want something calmer and sweeter music and more melodic songs. And that's what Gene Klavan provided, along with his own famous improvisations and comedy routines. Dig his Brummy accent, by the way. So here he is from October 1979, the great Gene Klavan, on the heart of New York.
Kisses sweeter than wine.
We are talking now. It's the weather's really bad, and I thought Patricia McCann would interview this chap. We have Charles Quirk from England. You're a disc jockey on one of the British...
That's right, in Birmingham. I work in Birmingham, England. I do a lot of things like... But, you know, it's not the same in there as it is here.
Why is that?
Well, we have, you know, we only have one station in town.
Really? Well, we only have one station in town, too. We like to think it's WOR, but not everybody agrees with that.
No, I don't blame them.
No, really. What would you do, for example, if you had one of our commercials? Would you be allowed to fool around?
Not really, no. We would have to not. You got one here. You don't have to be British to love Levy's.
No, it's you don't have to be Yiddish to love Levy's. You don't have to be Jewish. You see, real Jewish rye and pumpernickel breads, and we're selling those here. And we don't care who you are, because we think you'll love the Levy's real Jewish rye, the rye bread with seeds or without, or the pumpernickel bread.
Oh, you do, are you?
Yeah, yes, we do sell it.
Well, we don't have this kind of, in Britain, we don't call this rye bread. We call it brown bread.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's right. So you'd say, where I come from, you don't have to be Jewish to love Levy's brown bread.
Well, no, see, the pumpernickel is a brown bread. The Levy's rye is a rye. It's a white rye. And it's in a familiar red and orange label package.
Well, I don't know about that. I see we don't have all these. Where'd you get this bread?
Well, thank you for asking. You get it at your neighborhood deli or your supermarket.
Your deli?
Yes, deli is for delicatessen.
Oh.
You don't have delicatessens in England?
No, we don't have that. We call them brown bread stores.
Now there's a motor oil worth changing to. The Smart Oil. Smart Oil because it immediately reduces your cost of driving. Smart Oil because it can save your engine. Smart Oil because it pays for itself and the money it can save you. Smart Oil because it's named for what it gives you. Better mileage. Introducing CAM 2 Mileage Motor Oil. The Smart Oil. The oil worth changing to because cars have never cost so much to drive. CAM 2 Mileage Motor Oil is a smart change for you to make because it does three things better than most ordinary motor oils. It can save you gas, it can save your engine, and it can save you money. So CAM 2 Mileage Motor Oil is the smart oil to change to. It gives an average of 14 more miles per tank than ordinary oil, and in some cars, 29 extra miles per tank full. Up to 29 more. So change to the motor oil worth changing to. It doesn't just save you gas, it can save your engine and save you money. CAM 2 Mileage Motor Oil, the smart oil.
In a couple of seconds, we'll play Toby Bo's new song, but I got to tell you, we have 10-minute delays on Brooklyn-bound ENFs on the independent line due to switch problems. The weather is really awful, and that's why probably if you're, like, on the subways and you see the water coming through, go upstairs. A lady yesterday called up and gave me hell as if it were my fault about New Jersey Monthly Magazine. What was she saying? She said she called it a paper. I think that those of you who don't know about New Jersey Monthly Magazine ought to know about it. No, this is true. You think I'm just doing this to get you to listen to the commercial. This is not true. A woman really did call me up, and here is the commercial she was talking about.
Who is that man leaning on his orange Corvette, staring out from the cover of the October issue of New Jersey Monthly? Is he a car salesman? A linebacker for the Giants? No. He's one of the worst legislators in Trenton, according to one of the best cover stories ever. You'll get his name and his number when New Jersey Monthly lays down the law and rates Trenton's worst, best, and do-nothings with a general vote of no confidence for a procrastinating, vegetating, legislating year. Then from the law of the land to the lure of the land and the shepherds of Cumberland County, this farming family's hitting pay dirt with hard work and hard-nosed business sense, reaping rewards from sunup to sundown. From vegetable farming to garden state politics, there's plenty of fertile reading in this month's New Jersey Monthly. Pick up a copy at your newsstand today. It's a great habit to cultivate.
If it don't work out, if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
Kiss me each morning.
Arkwright Boston, a most unusual insurance company, wants you to consider this. Americans thrive on risk. It's part of our national character. The people who opened the frontier were risk takers. So were those who put a man on the moon. In fact, risk is so American, people who avoid it are a little suspect. But there is a kind of risk you should avoid, the kind that destroys, not invigorates, such as fire, flood, explosion. As one of America's largest industrial property insurers, Arkwright Boston is firmly committed to combating catastrophic loss. That's why we reward clients who lower their risk potential with lowered premiums. And why this year alone, in conjunction with the Factory Mutual System, Arkwright Boston will spend more than $66 million searching for ways to minimize this problem. It seems like a lot of money, but that's a risk we're willing to take. Arkwright Boston. We do it better because we do it right.
If it don't work out, then you... Oh, that's over. That was Toby Beau. In a minute, even less, we'll have Judy Collins do an old... We got a lot of old stuff in here. Joe Geraputo, come in just a minute. Our producer.
Bonjour. Everything gonna be all right. What's the matter?
You got some old... Yeah, but you got a lot of... I noticed, like, old time, you don't have any new stuff.
Like that.
I apologize.
The scene, Dharan, Saudi Arabia, 3:30 p.m. In the Lufthansa office, the phone rings.
Lufthansa?
Hello, yes.
It's a Lufthansa passenger, an American businessman. He's negotiating with a Saudi investor and wants Lufthansa to arrange...
an interpreter and a private secretary.
Lufthansa's answer?
Yes, sir. No problem.
And in Moscow, Athens, Lima, in Lufthansa's 350 offices worldwide, no matter how often the scene is repeated, the answer is still always...
Yes, sir, no problem.
Because as the Red Baron of Lufthansa...
Yes, sir.
I'm always that demanding of my airline.
Yes, sir.
So, as a demanding business traveler, you always know...
Welcome aboard Lufthansa.
When I promise I'll treat you special...
May I bring you anything else, sir?
I mean every word of it.
I'm with the Baron. He knows how to travel.
Call your travel agent or call Lufthansa Airlines. And now forget about Judy Collins. She's no good for you. Think only of Brenda Rothel.
We're on the shores of nowhere, looking out to sea. To be with you tonight.
There you go. That's Brenda Russell. You've all said, hey, what's Brenda Russell doing these days? I haven't got the vaguest idea. That's a record, folks. She's not in the studio with us. The woman you see in the studio with me is Shelley Strickler. It's not Brenda Russell at all. And the way that you'll know that Shelley Strickler is really in the studio is in like about 2 seconds when I say, I'm Gene Klavan, and this is WOR New York. She'll say,
thank you, Gene. Good afternoon, everyone. Whatever it takes to control inflation, that's what I'll do. That, says President Carter, is his number one priority, even if it damages his re-election chances next year. At a news conference in Washington today, the president also predicted that the Senate will ratify the SALT Treaty with the Soviets this year, and that as far as he's concerned, the controversy over Soviet troops in Cuba is over. The president said he supported the Federal Reserve's tight money policy, action Mr. Carter says he endorses, even if it costs him politically. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped more than 10 points in the first 30 minutes of New York Stock Exchange trading today. The dip was in reaction to a Chase Manhattan Bank announcement that it was jumping its prime lending rate a full percentage point to 14.5. As usual, other major banks followed Chase's lead in raising the interest rates that they charge to their best corporate customers. The action is in response to the tightening of credit over the weekend by the Federal Reserve Board. Oil from the Alaskan North Slope will be taxed under the windfall profits tax if the law passes. The Senate Finance Committee today voted 12-5 not to exempt the oil from the remote reservoir from the tax. The vote defeated the amendment introduced by Alaskan Senator Mike Gravel, who argued that the exemption was necessary because it cost 15 times more for drilling costs in that region than in other American oil-producing states. Before the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries held its session in June, a series of price increases went into effect. Now, OPEC's oil ministers are planning a December meeting in Venezuela, and today, Kuwait announced a price increase. OPEC's fourth largest producer says it'll charge 10% more for oil. The announcement followed a 9% oil price increase by Mexico, which, although not an OPEC member, usually follows OPEC's lead. New York City's high school coaches should be back in the gyms and the playing fields tomorrow. They're deciding now whether to accept an arrangement whereby they'll end a four-week strike. The Board of Education and the city have okayed the idea of the coaches getting the 25% pay cut they took during the 1975 fiscal crisis through the donation of private funds. The spokesman for the coaches, Leonard Macedes, said earlier that he's confident the agreement will be ratified. A new radio program is set to debut on the New York City-operated WNYC station. It's to be called The John Hour. The idea is Mayor Koch's, and the purpose is to make public the names of men who are convicted of patronizing prostitutes. Says His Honor, "I believe that it is unfair that we assess criminal penalties for prostitutes, but that we don't assess criminal penalties against the Johns, the men who use the prostitutes." New Jersey residents feel the same about Governor Byrne in September as they did in January. At least an Eagleton poll sponsored by Rutgers University found Byrne's job rating to remain relatively stable. According to the survey, residents haven't changed their relatively low opinions of the state legislature and the Supreme Court. This less than a month before the assembly election. One poll analyst interprets the results as meaning that Byrne will have little effect on the upcoming election races. The Reverend Louis Giganti, the Roman Catholic priest who was to start a 10-day jail sentence today, has 10 days more to think about making a second appeal. Father Giganti was sentenced for his refusal to talk to a grand jury about its links to a reputed organized crime figure, but today Manhattan State Supreme Court Justice Ernst Rosenberger gave the priest until October 19th to consider whether he'll appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. On Wall Street, New York Stock Exchange prices are lower in heavy trading of approximately 55,960,000 shares. The closing Dow Jones averages show industrials down 26.45 at 857.59. The New York Stock Exchange index shows a loss of 2.05. Prices on the American Exchange were lower in heavy trading of 8,525,000 shares. The market value index was down 12.26 at 220.15. The five most active big board issues, Texaco 29 7/8, down 1 3/8, IBM 66 1/8, down 1 1/8, AT&T 54 1/2, down 1/2, Boeing Company 46 1/4, down 2 1/2, and National Semiconductor 30 1/8, down 2 3/8. Weather tonight, partly cloudy, it'll be breezy, it'll turn colder, the lows will be 40 to 45 and in the 30s over the northern and western suburbs. Tomorrow, partly sunny, but it will be unseasonably cool, the highs 50 to 55, frost possible in all suburbs tomorrow night. Right now in Midtown, it's 63 degrees. That's 17 on the Celsius scale. The humidity is 72%, and the barometer is holding at 29.66. I'm Shelley Strickler at the editor's desk, Charles Finley, WOR News Time 435. And next from WOR, the heart of New York, Gene Klavan.
Thank you, Shelley. Shelley, you know, we tell stories about Lester Smith and his background. Shelley is also has a kind of an interesting background too. Shelley for a long time was a singing teacher, and you can just picture her with the little kids coming in and singing, "Well, I wanna tell you, baby."
Between New Jersey and the New York airports, Airbrook Limousine has the connection. Chauffeured limousines, private sedans, group rides, and minibuses. Airbrook Limousine is available for all your ground transportation needs to and from New Jersey and the New York airports. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Airbrook Limousine will make your next business or pleasure trip a very relaxing experience. With a little prior planning, Airbrook Limousine can be your door-to-door service between the airports. Let Airbrook show you how pleasant your next traveling experience can be. Between New Jersey and the New York airports, we have the connections. For reservations and information in New Jersey, call 201-843-7272. In New York, 212-244-7250. Airbrook Limousine. We'll make you look as important as you are.
I guess got to tell you this. We have a thing beginning next week, and for you to be eligible, you got to send a card in. We're going to do what we did in the spring. We're going to give away $1,000 an hour, $1,000 an hour on this program and on John Gambling Show in the morning, beginning October 17th. Now, in addition to that, and we're going to do that till we give away approximately $180,000, or as they say, 90,000 pounds. If you enter the contest, you're also eligible for another great part of this, and that is to go. 25 people will be sent with all expense paid vacation for four to Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida, and they'll be flown to that magic land by Eastern, the official airline of Disney World. And you know, all expenses, you'll stay, I forget, what is it, 5 days and four nights, or 4 days and four nights, or something. Anyhow, you'll have some crazy time down there, and you'll see all of the rides, and you'll go in all of the places that they're there to play, and you have nature trails, and you can run up and down and swim and all that. And we also bring you back, which is probably a little more important. But to play the WOR Disney World birthday game, you got to send a postcard with your name, address, your phone number, and your birthday. Now, surely you have one of those. Don't give the year. I don't want it. Oh, because, you know, you don't look that old. Just put your month and the day and send it into WOR Birthday Game Box, Post Office Box 720, New York, New York, 10018. That's WOR Birthday Game, Post Office Box 720, New York, New York, 10018. If this sounds familiar, by the way, you don't have to, if you don't want to do that, if you go into any of the Abraham and Strauss stores, you can fill an entry blank right in there and you're in the contest. If it sounds familiar to you, this contest, it's because we had a contest similar to this without the Disney World part of it in the spring. And if you entered that, you're still in this contest. We're taking those cards and just throwing them in a hopper, and you're still in this contest. Is this sensational? Is this? Can't you see yourself down there with $1,000 in your pocket and the family pulling and yelling and screaming, oh, look at this, oh, look at that? It would drive you crazy.
Michael wakes you up with sweets. He takes you up streets and the rain comes down.
Ah, isn't that nice? Judy Collins, Michael from Mountains. I think that I have to remember, because on the weekend, gee, the guys over at the Daily News were telling us that George Meade's got a very cute idea. They did George, as you know, is a helicopter pilot who does our morning traffic. And George takes a lot of great pictures, and I'm a photography nut. And from the helicopter, if you're in New York, he can get the most thrilling pictures, some of them. But what he did was he realized, and this is very interesting, he realized that from his vantage point, many everyday things that we know turn out to be unrecognizable. You can't figure out where they are or what they are. They don't look the way we expect them to. So the Daily News in the Sunday paper this Sunday is going to have a feature where they actually show some of George's pictures, George Meade's pictures, and they show you these scenes, and you have to figure out where they are. Ah, great idea. It really is. And they're very. George showed me not the bulldog. The bulldog is for the overnight. But this is like an advance for the Sunday paper. It's called the, I think it's called the Daisy chain or something. I forget what they call it. Anyhow, we have a note here from your friend and ours, Pat. Come on in. Pat's going to do this.
You can improve your home improvements with quality Black & Decker power tools from True Value Hardware Stores. Hi, Pat Summerall to tell you they're offering the 7224 1/2-inch reversing drill for just $36.88, with an additional side handle for improved control. And the Black & Decker 7530 two-speed jigsaw for just $17.88 that lets you choose the speed you need to cut wood, metal, or plastics. See the complete selection of quality Black & Decker tools at participating True Value hardware stores and home centers.
Gee, isn't this interesting? We have 16 minutes before 5 o'clock. We've got the headlines that the WOR News Department is working on for Paul McElroy's 5 o'clock news. I always like to give you the headlines and takes the pressure off Paul in 16 minutes, and then he can spend more time figuring out what he's talking about. Listen to this. We got headlines here. I can't believe. Declaring that inflation is still the nation's number one economic enemy, President Carter says he supports the Federal Reserve Board's tight money policy. I don't know if there was any truth. There was a rumor this morning that the president was going to throw himself upon the mercy of the country, but I don't know if that was true or not. Then Chase, Bank of America, Citibank are among the major commercial banks raising their prime lending rates by an unprecedented 1% to 14.5%. That means, like, if you want to buy a house, what would that mean? If to get mortgage money, I guess you'd have to pay about 15.5% now, something, wouldn't you? Something like that. So that should be thrilling. And then Mayor Koch's John Hour. Have you heard about this? The mayor says that New York City's radio station, WNYC, is going to begin broadcasting the names of men convicted of patronizing prostitutes because public pressure is the only way to fight some crimes. All right, so there go the ratings, right? Be nobody listening to our station. Everybody's going to be listening over there for his name. 15 minutes before 5 o'clock.
You're gonna like us, TWA. You're gonna like us.
At TWA, we're trying to make flying easier. And one way is our advanced seat selection that lets you select your seat in advance when you reserve your flight. So now it's easier to get the type of seats you like on TWA.
You're gonna like us. You're like TWA.
I wonder if that station is going to start taking commercials. Let's see. It's 14 minutes before 5 o'clock. What we'll do is look at the weather forecast here. It doesn't look so great for the rest of the evening. I see what variable cloudiness this evening and scattered showers. Hey, come on in. Sir Reginald just walked in. Our 104-year-old ambassador emeritus from the UN. How are you, sir?
Well, I... Oh, I say, what an awful afternoon this is.
Yeah, it's good to see you, Sir Reggie.
Yes, good to be here.
This weather doesn't affect, I mean, I know that you're not the youngest person in our crowd, so...
Well, actually, you know, the weather is not the worst thing. I remember one time when I was fighting for Her Majesty. I think it was at Baklava. The Baklava?
No, I don't think that was a campaign. I think you're talking about, that's a Greek dish with...
It was a Greek dish. Her name, as I recall. Well, let's not use names.
No, Sir Reggie, let's...
You want to hear about...
No, let's not have any gossip.
All right, but she was the darling of the regiment. Yes, those were the days at Ypres.
Ypres. You mean World War One?
Wait, let me just consult my calendar here. Yes, was that the one that took place in 1915?
Yes, 1915.
That was it. There we were. We were watching for the dirty Huns to come across.
Sir Reggie, I think we can... we'll play some music.
You don't want to hear war stories. I am a regular apocalypse then.
Well, that was Gene Klavan then from 1979. Hope you enjoyed that and hope you didn't miss the music, which, of course, I had to edit for copyright reasons. But left the news and commercials in, as you can tell. Anyway, back soon with more recently digitised archive from America and some from Britain and some maybe including one or two at least from myself. We'll see. Thanks for listening. More next time.